You're tuned into KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and on the line with me now on the Zoom is Laura Maiko, representing the Juno Arts and Humanities Council. Hello, Laura.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Loving the sunshine. How are
you?
Yes.
Good. We are also hoping that this nice weather kind of holds for a little bit. I know it's been a pretty wet summer for everybody.
Well, cross your fingers. We'll see. Maybe it'll get the rain out of its system this weekend, and we'll have a nice one next weekend, because you're here to talk about an event happening on First Friday, which is next a week from today. Before we get to that, though, let's take a step back. And I was just wondering if you could give us a brief update on the status of the JAC right now, your operations, your staff. What are you guys doing?
So we're lucky. We got some PPP money, and we are still working either full or reduced hours depending on our jobs. And we are working from home, so a lot of us are very lucky to be able to do that right now. And we're still working on grants and programming and galleries and our lobby shop. We have, you know, our lobby shop is now online. You can go to JunoArtsAndHumanitiesCouncil.org, and that will bring you to our lobby shop. And we do shipping, and we also do free delivery in Juneau. And we wrap everything, we make sure it's nice, and we do no contact deliveries.
That's amazing. And that is something I did not know.
Yeah, and it's because right now we still are not in our facilities. The actual JAC building is still being used for the homeless, and we're really happy that, you know, everyone's being taken care of, even our, you know, high-risk people, especially in this. It's good that we're all coming together to help each other. And then Centennial is kind of being held right now for, like, any COVID emergency response. So we don't have a physical building right now, but we're finding ways around it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's pretty awesome. I mean, Centennial Hall and the JAC are neighbors to KTOO, and everybody's getting along pretty harmoniously. So I'm happy to see that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you are here today to talk about an event that's happening on the first Friday of August and also September. It's a fresh air market as well as a virtual market. And I know that you and your staff have been working really hard to make this happen. So let's talk about the fresh air market first. Would you like to tell me a little bit more about it?
Yeah, it's really exciting. We know that a lot of our artists and a lot of our vendors, they're kind of itching to sell the stuff. Usually this time in the summer, we'd have our tourists. We'd also have, you know, everybody coming downtown to do shopping. But because of COVID-19, we haven't been able to do that. So we decided, let's find a healthy, happy way to do this. We are working with the Downtown Business Association and some other people to make this work very well. We're going to open up Front Street to foot traffic so that no cars will be down there. We're going to have tents that are, we have up to 30 vendors. If you are a vendor, there's still room to sign up. And it's going to be a one-way traffic for foot traffic. We're going to have little bubbles. Everyone will stay 6 feet apart. You have to wear a mask to come. We are taking a whole bunch of precautions. They're all posted on the JAC website if you want to know more about that.
Yes, it's all very clearly spelled out. Do you want to tell me a little bit about how this idea came to be and who some of the vendors are, what people can expect when they come, how foot traffic will flow, some things like that?
Yeah, we're hoping to get more vendors. I know people are still a little leery, but we're trying to get the word out and show, you know, we have a plan and we're ready to be safe. But we're hoping anyone from cottage foods, you know, growers, people who are ready to harvest their potatoes or whatever's in season right now that wants to sell that. And then regular vendors, artists, whoever has something to sell, you're more than welcome to come on out.
Great. And I know that there's a limited number of people allowed to come in, and you go in one way and come out one way. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So the way that we're going to try to handle it is we are going to allow 30 bubbles at a time into the Front Street market. A bubble is either 1 to 6 people, but it's like a group. So if you're going by yourself, you count as one bubble. If you and your family are going and you guys are 6 or under, like 6 people or under, you count as one bubble and you're expected to stay together. So we'll allow one bubble in at a time, up to 30 bubbles. And then once one bubble leaves, another bubble can come in, you know, out after the 30. We will be selling tickets. They're super, super cheap. It's just to help us get this started and also to contain the bubbles. But if you don't want to buy a ticket, but you're okay with waiting, if there's not 30 bubbles in the market at any given time, the market is free, but you might have to wait. And the bubbles are based on time zones or time periods.
Got it. And it's all
one-way traffic.
Yeah, one-way traffic. That's what I was about to say. You go in, Front Street. You enter Front Street from Seward Street in front of the Walter Soboleff building, and then you make the loop and come back around, exit in front of Juno Drug back on Seward. And there's hand sanitizer available at the entry and each booth. And I mean, it really sounds like it's very well thought out.
You know, if you go to a lot of the local businesses in town, they're super respectful. I just went to Shoe Fly. They had us sign a piece of paper, so if anything happened, we would know. They, you know, wiped off my credit card before they used it. It was just, they did it so well that I think that, you know, our community is more than willing to take these precautions. And I think it's a good thing. And I think it's going to go really well.
I think so too. And if you don't want to come to the Fresh Air Market or can't make it for some reason, there's also a virtual market. I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about the virtual market component.
Yep. And the virtual market is for people who want to sell stuff, but don't want to sell stuff at the market either. I totally understand if people aren't ready to go out into the wild. So what we do is we have, you can contact me. I will give you the link on how to do it. My email is Laura, L-A-U-R-A, at jahc.org. And you can post some of your items, the price, some photos, and then we will release that a few days before the actual Friday market. On Friday, we'll collect everything, and then we will have our Super Jack team run around town delivering items on Friday and Saturday.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. And then I noticed...
Online shopping store.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Online shopping, and then we bring it to your door.
I'm so glad you mentioned that. I frequently shop at the Jack gift shop, and I did not realize that it was all online and that I could get it delivered to my door. So thank you for bringing that up. And one other thing I wanted to mention about the Fresh Air Market is that in the event you do need to cancel due to COVID, your tickets or your booth fee will be refunded. So that's really nice as well.
Absolutely.
So we've got the Fresh Air Market. That's next Saturday, as well as the first Saturday in September. You got the virtual market component. Sorry?
The first Friday.
The first Friday of September and first and next Friday as well, which is the first Friday of August. And that's the Fresh Air Market, the virtual market. And then I saw on the webpage something about Food Fest. Do you want to say what Food Fest is?
That's going to be our September one. We're going to handle it a lot the same way. This month is kind of our test run on how to do this. I don't think anyone's really dealing with markets the way we are right now. So we're learning, but I think it's going to be pretty easy and smooth, but it will be more of the same. And we might even have some online presenters and resources and other things that you would get if you were going to the actual Food Fest. So it's going to be pretty great and accessible for everybody.
Excellent. Well, thanks for your hard work putting all of this together. Where can we find out more information, buy our tickets, things like that?
You can go straight to JAHC, Juno, for Juno Arts Humanities Council.org, or you can email me, Laura, at JAHC.org.
Great. Is there a phone number we could call as well?
We are working from our home right now, so we don't have a landline.
Got it. Just thought I would ask, just in case. Well, Laura Maiko from the Jack, thank you so much for telling us all about the Fresh Air Market and the virtual market and the Jack online store. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today? Anything else happening?
Nope, we're still going on. And if you guys have any ideas of things we can be doing or things you'd like to see us do in the community, let us know. We're here. We're ready.
Great. Thanks so much for speaking with me today. And I hope you have a nice weekend and good luck with the market next weekend.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.